Sirens in Tel Aviv early Wednesday, while alerts of potential Iranian missiles also sounded across the Gulf region, even after President Trump said the U.S. and Iran had agreed to a two-week ceasefire. That less than 2 hours before the deadline he'd set for Tehran to capitulate or face what he threatened would be the death of a whole civilization. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said it had accepted the truce, and negotiations with the U.S. would begin in Pakistan's capital Friday. Iran's state broadcaster quoted the foreign minister as saying passage through the Strait of Hormuz would be allowed, though in coordination with Iran's military. Trump initially described a 10-point Iranian plan as workable, but later, without elaborating, fraudulent. Still, financial markets reacted positively, at least initially.
There's a reason to be optimistic.
But Takashi Hiroki at Monex is wary.
After all, it's the Trump.
I'm Ben Thomas.